Welcome to North Valley's podcast devotional for February 4th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6 from the CEV. Later the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. "Abram, don't be afraid. I will protect you and reward you greatly." But Abram answered, "Lord All-Powerful, you have given me everything I could ask for, except children. And when I die, Eliezer of Damascus will get all I own. You have not given me any children, and this servant of mine will inherit everything." The Lord replied, "No, he won't. You will have a son of your own, and everything you have will be his." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said, "Look at the sky and see if you can count the stars. That's how many descendants you will have." Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord was pleased with him. Quite a bit has gone on in Abram's journey since he first left Ur following a promise from God. He and Sarai have been through their debacle in Egypt and have moved back to Canaan, now rich. Crazy nephew Lot has been through all of this with them too, and on top of infighting between he and Abram, in which Abram gives Lot the choice of the best land, Lot has managed to get taken captive. Abram has won military victories, recovered Lot and his people, made a name for himself as lenient on those he has conquered, and established himself in the land. It's not hard to resist the temptation so many biblical commentators have made through the years to make this journey allegorical or turn it into a metaphor. The journey that has led to where Abram is in Genesis 15 is establishing history and background for the events that are coming in the near future. Abram is quick to recognize that God has been faithful to the promise. Quote, "You've given me everything I could ask for, except children." But in that recognition, Abram is acknowledging that he is worried that God won't follow through with the fullness of the promise. He tries to manipulate God by pointing out that Abram's servant will receive the inheritance. Quote, "And when I die, Eliezer of Damascus will get all I own." What we make of Abram in this case is interesting. Maybe some of the more pious of us wonder why Abram is so fickle. If God has given Abram everything he's promised so far, why is Abram doubting? Does he really think that God forgot or doesn't care? Maybe the more honest of us understand better. When we see how things are, we have a hard time getting beyond the boundaries of what we believe is possible. In this case, Abram is already getting on in years, and it doesn't seem like it's really possible that he will have kids. The end of this particular story is that Abram does believe God. God gives him a tangible picture. His descendants will be like all the stars in the sky. It's worth noting that God doesn't get frustrated with Abram, but instead reiterates the promise. God is pleased with Abram's belief, patient with Abram's complaint, rather than being irritable that Abram struggles to believe the promise, and despite of all the amazing life that he has been gifted, is still asking for more. One of the markers of Abram's relationship with God is his pure honesty. Abram puts it out there. He isn't afraid to ask for what he thinks he deserves or needs. He isn't shy about letting God know about his feelings. Sometimes we might do well to take a cue from Abram, not because he's diplomatic or a particularly winning character, but because Abram's honesty with God made for an authentic relationship. We also could benefit from noticing God's actions towards Abram. God doesn't lose it with Abram. God is okay with Abram's honesty. God can handle that. Not only can God handle it, God meets Abram where he's at. Somehow, over time, we've come to believe that God doesn't want to deal with our authentic selves. That trust and faith are smooth and perfect, rather than a mix of doubt and fear that trust inevitably includes. Some questions for today. Are you honest with God about where you're at? Do you ask for what you think you need? What do you think God has promised you? What is your experience of God's response?